You're listening to the audio production of To Wager Her Heart by Tamara Alexander, published by Zondervan and read by Melba Sabrell.
We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. 2 Corinthians 4:7. Preface. Much of the novel you're about to read is fictional, though there are plenty of real people and real history woven throughout. For instance, the Fisk University Jubilee Singers and their immensely important and courageous strides in the 19th century are true and are woven throughout the fictional threads of this novel. And there really is a Belle Mead plantation in Nashville, the queen of southern plantations, as it's still known. Built in 1820, the mansion still stands today and warmly welcomes visitors. The first time I stepped foot onto the grounds of Belle Mead Plantation and learned of Uncle Bob Green, Susanna Carter, and so many other former slaves who lived and worked at Belle Mead, I knew I wanted to write stories that included them, the magnificent estate they helped to create, and this crucial time in our struggling nation's history. Tennessee in the 1870s represented a striking dichotomy. The state boasted some of the largest plantations in the South, along with their former slaveholders, as well as a talented and articulate group of educated African-American men and women who turned the world upside down and changed the culture of that era. Their contributions and gifts still resonate today. Tennessee dominated the thoroughbred racing industry in the United States.